Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Couples TV Show with Greg and Cheryl Clark. You have made a great choice. Now sit back, take notes, and expect your relationship to transform today. Now join me in welcoming your hosts, Greg and Cheryl Clark.
Welcome to the the new show,
yes.
The Inner Discovery with Greg and Cheryl. We have been gone for a while. We had to, you know, get some stuff, you know, shifted and corrected in the right way. But as you can tell by my voice, I'm still Gregory Clark Sr. and
I'm Cheryl Clark, still here, and we're looking fabulous and doing a good thing in 2015. We are excited to be with you this evening, and we look forward to doing some more things. We got some excited things down the pipeline, don't we, Greg?
Yes, we do. And also, those of you who are joining us here on the Bridal Tribe Network on Blog Talk Radio, you may not be able to see us, but you will soon. We have some interesting T-shirts on, you know,
yes.
The show, you know, our Dream Big series with a couple motivators with our trademark logo and, you know, certain things. And when you get a chance to see us either on the different search engines or the different social networks, you'll be able to have your opportunity to purchase one at your earliest convenience. But also, before we even go into that, you can definitely give us a call if you want to chime in with any of the conversation tonight at 347-996-3160. Again, if you want to chime in with the conversation, 347-996-3160. And right now, today is February 2nd, 2015.
Yeah.
We had another snowstorm here in the NYC area. So, you know, we're dealing with stuff left and right. Cheryl, what do you got to add to the people?
Well, I just want to let you know that we have some exciting things down the pipeline, like Gregory was saying. And the main big thing that we have going on this year is the Couples Motivating T-shirt. I guess you can share yours better, Greg. The Couple Motivators.
Just handsome.
And it's the year to dream big. And it's the year that we're going to basically put our dream to fruition. It's time to stop talking about it. It's time to start really putting those dreams to action and really making sure that you have someone in the background to help you along with those. So like a cheerleader type thing. And so we're going to be connected with different couples. It's just not going to be Greg and I. It's going to be a whole a bunch of couples getting to coming together and really uniting forces that, you know, doesn't have family? Who doesn't have children? Or if you do have children, you're starting on this journey to be a married couple, or you're being engaged. You're thinking about, what do I need to do to be married? Or I want the characteristics of to be a wife, or I want that characteristic to be a husband. So these things on the line, we're going to be having a lot of guests coming on, different artists, different authors, different couples coming on, power couples that you're going to be seeing come on, and they're going to be having their experience. And it's all about sharing the different pearls and wisdoms of being 20 years. We're 20 years in of marriage in March 31st of this year, and we're going to be renewing our vows come in April. So we're excited about that. It's all about how we got there and how we're maintaining. It's not easy, because guess what? Marriage is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And it's what you got to put into work. You know, you got to do some work for a marathon. You have to train for a marathon. So during here in the couples mentor, couples motivators, what we do is we're going to be coming to your city soon. And we're going to be doing some things, some big things out there with different couples and different things that we're going to be doing. So we are excited about that. We have some exciting things that we can't really disclose right now that we're doing. That's going to be great. And if you are willing, if you want to join us, we're going to be giving you an email that you can email us at the end of this broadcast. And like Greg said, you can call us now if you have any questions that you want to discuss or any topics that you would like to hear in future shows. It's going to be a platform that you're going to be able to join with us and have a great time and build up more couples. Because we see this thing, marriage is under attack. you know, marriages are under attack. So we're here as a platform, and given that us, you know, a voice to say you can make it in this season.
Well, one of the things that you have to understand during this season, and even during this time here with the Inner Discovery Hour, you're going to hear and learn about this new initiative dealing with a couple of motivators. Also, you're going to hear some of the stuff that we used to do with the Couples TV show, as in we're going to give you insight, we're going to give you thought-provoking conversation. We're going to give you the ability to chime in, and to maybe at times you may disagree with our views. It's okay. And one of the things I've learned over the past 20 years, 20-plus years of being with this woman, there are times you have to understand that you're not necessarily going to have the same thought, but that does not mean that you can be at a point where you're not going to allow things to dissolve. She has her viewpoint. I have my viewpoint. As they sometimes say, men are from Mars, women from Venus, and we will deal in all those different aspects of relationships. I don't care if you're dating, you just met this girl and you're courting. I don't care if you 40, 50 years in, you got a little bit more experience. Everyone has a place here. Everyone has an opportunity to share what they have learned, they are discovering. And just like I said before, the telephone number to call in is 347-996-3160. Again, 347-996-3160. And before I might as well give out the email address from now. If you want to reach out to us, you know, you want to start to be a part of our mailing list, where if you want to find out information from us, you can find out from by going to thecouplemotivators@gmail.com. Again, that is thecouple, C-O-U-P-L-E, motivators, M-O-T-I-V-A-T-O-R-S, @gmail.com. And also, please, if you're on Facebook, which we know the majority of you are, you definitely can go on facebook.com. Just search for The Couple Motivators, like the page, chime in. We're going to be posting stuff daily, certain stuff you may not agree with, certain stuff you might agree with, certain stuff may shock you, certain things may just be like, you know what, I'm totally, you know, down with that particular post. We want your feedback. We want you to be, we're very interactive. That's why even right now, while we're recording this for Blog Talk Radio, at the same time we're doing a video recording. So some of you can see my handsome face, my wife's beautiful, voluptuous body, and everything else that's coming down the pike that we may allow to show. Yes, we're going to get controversial. We're not just conservatives, and we're not just sitting here being uppity.
They don't see my body.
You never know. You know, we just dealt with information just now in reference to, because you can learn from different avenues, and we was watching a particular show and somebody was using their buns in the wrong way, and those buns got their buns thrown the hell out. So even the information comes from all different dynamics. We're here to have fun with it. We're not here just to be preachy. We're not here just to be over talking each other, but we're here for you.
I wasn't on with your man.
No,
I just wasn't over talking you. I just had to. I just think that, you know, this is a good forum. We had an argument earlier today, and we're not arguing now. But I think because we got the tools to know how to argue, because arguing is good, but you have to do a healthy type of arguing. That means no going under the belt.
Was there a winner?
Well, yeah, of course, it was me.
Now, men, that's why I need you to call. That's why I need you to call in.
But because you were wrong on this fact.
996-3160. I'm gonna say the number again.
Hello. 347. But you were wrong on this fact. Let's say the scenario.
3160. I need help and prayer. 347.
Okay, so let's hear
996-3160.
I was talking.
Let's hear.
Now you're talking over me.
Let's hear Venus's perspective.
Okay, so here we go. The scenario was is that I was talking to my husband about my day. And in the middle of the story, my husband says, oh, by the way, did you go to so-and-so? I'm like, I'm talking. I'm having a conversation with you. you can't butt into the conversation with a whole nother topic. That means that you were not present for the conversation.
Okay.
So let me finish. You were not present for that conversation. So with that being said, he apologized because he saw, after I explained to him, that that was an issue for us. When you're not present in the conversation, when someone is talking in that, you should have the decency to now have a conversation with your spouse about what they're talking about. So to know that they're present is to have a conversation or to respond to what they are talking about, not another complete subject. He asked me about something that I get to do today. I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about something I was processing my day with my husband, and my husband jumped over the fact that I'm talking about that.
Jumped over or interjected?
It doesn't matter. I felt that you jumped over, and I jumped over the fact when somebody, the whole point was, is that when you're not feeling validated in what you're saying, and your spouse can tend to do that, or vice versa, you have to take note, and you have to address that. Because it can happen over and over again. And if it's not addressed, communication is the most important thing you can do in a marriage. It's have a healthy communication. Even if you're not married, even if you're in a business partnership, even if you're in that type of situation, a miscommunication can break up so many. We've seen that so many times. That it can break up a relationship. It can break up a home. It can break up businesses. It can break up a whole lot of things. But you have to address it. And what he did was, while I appreciate, is that he apologized after me telling him 3 or 4 times that, listen, I felt that you were not present for that conversation. Yeah. And I think that we tend to do that sometimes when our head is somewhere else, where he could have been thinking about something else. But sometimes we need to sit back and just be present in the conversation between he and I. And even if he was processing his day, he would like me to be present, right?
Correct. But as we going to be, this is going to be a hot button topic. Because there are times when you're having a conversation is not directly related to just one particular theme and one particular thought. Now, as my wife stated, I apologize to her for me interjecting during her rehashing or process or sharing of what transpired with her when she went to her office. But at the same time, I still heard everything that she said. See, that was the interesting point. That, and that's the thing that probably part of me that took a while during the 5 times that we were going back and forth and referencing this particular situation for it to get to some equilibrium, some level of foundation. Because within my mind, it wasn't that I was just oh, whatever you said, I don't care what you said. No, it wasn't anything like that. While she was in the midst of processing the day, I even said the word, excuse me, I just have a question. And I interjected with the statement, and then that created a little bit of discord with me still, not just jumping and saying, okay, I don't care what's going on with your day or anything like that. So we know that those type of disagreements happen all the time. I know it's not just only in our particular relationship.
Well,
we know
because
that,
why? Because you feel like you're not being heard. And a lot of times this, with that, see, that was an issue for us where we went to counseling for. We went to couples counseling for because of communication, and we've been in this thing 20 years. So the whole, well, we've been in a relationship for more than over 25 years. The whole point is that we have problems too, and we know you do. And that's why we came up with this thing, because we, in order for you to stay motivated, we have businesses and all kind of other stuff, and life just gets in the way. The whole point is that we have to...
Life gets in the way?
Yeah, life. Things just get in the way. We have to prioritize our marriage. If you don't prioritize your marriage, then it's not going anywhere.
So you're saying the marriage is almost like a business?
A marriage is a business, because if you don't...
So you have to schedule meetings and that kind of stuff like that?
We do that a lot, and that's a lot of things that we do. And we make
sure... How many meetings do we schedule?
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. You're saying marriage is like a business.
Yeah, we
I'm
have.
Like, where's the schedule?
Where schedule out. Well, since Greg would like to say it, Mondays. No. Mondays is the time that we schedule our dates. We schedule our days to say, you know, this is what we're going to be doing. This is what we're going to be saying, and this is how we're going to be for the week. We schedule our week because we have to do that because we got so many things on our plate. So that's another thing. And even we schedule intimacy, too. Sometimes it's spontaneous, and a lot of times it is. We have to make sure we do that. But we even also have to make sure that, you know, when one is...
Putting the thumbs up for those on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that intimacy is a part of a marriage.
Important.
You have to.
It's important.
It's very important for us to be able to spend time with each other. I mean, come on. I mean... Who doesn't like to, you know, to have, they love their mate and to have sex with them and to be intimate, to make love and sometimes do some other stuff and not the same spot at the time. So you got to,
same spot. Ooh,
you got to mix it up a little bit. So, you know, we're going to be talking about a lot
so
of
there'll
these
be
things.
Times we can dress in latex?
I don't know about that.
I'm just asking.
I'm asking you. You're into latex?
No.
Okay, thank
I'm
you.
I'm just asking
so
a question.
That's not even a question to
yes,
ask.
Yes, it is.
I just think you
I'm just what?
I don't know.
See what I'm saying? See, that sometimes can get into the miscommunication that can be created. Why? Because sometimes what we have in our mind and what they have on their mind can be, it almost starts fighting each other. And it's not necessarily you're at war. Basically what it is that coming from different perspectives, and as much as that we love to have fun and love to have the ability to express certain things, that, you know, there's going to be certain hot button topics that, you know, it's not necessary that you're disparaging it or being disrespectful towards it, but there are ways that you can bring about change and motivation where it's not just you're sitting there humdrum, everyone's sitting on their hands, kumbaya and everything else under the sun. It doesn't necessarily work in that particular format or in that particular fashion, and that's definitely what the Inner Discovery with Greg and Cheryl this hour is about, and also the many other things that we participate in and that will come along, excuse me, in the future. So, but again, 347-996-3160. If you want to hook us up or meet us up on Facebook, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecouplemotivators. Go like the page, go like the page, go like the page. Without further ado, because I know my wife has some information, some topics that she gathered earlier from her friends. See, I call it the conclave. And you know why it's a conclave? Because the women get together. And you know, fellas, we have our little conclaves too. You know, we get together around, you know, sporting events. We're not going to talk about, you know, Super Bowl and things of that nature, because that would take this whole hour into another tangent, you know, just, you know, foolishness. But, you know, she came out of her conclave with some information that she wishes to share that she feels is pertinent, especially, you know, dealing with some of you people out there who are courting in that stage of girlfriend, boyfriend, and ready to, you know, move towards that next step of being engaged. And you're trying to say, well, you know, as Beyonce asked at one time, you know, if it's so good, you got to put a ring on it. If you're at that stage, she got some information for you.
Where's your ring?
After deciphering. Where's my ring? Don't worry about where my ring is. Don't worry about
where's your ring.
Now, think about it.
Yeah.
Is it so good that you put a ring on it?
Where's your ring at?
There it is.
You put on lotion and probably left it somewhere.
Anyway. Let's not get off topic.
Okay.
Let's deal with the information that she received from the conclave of her collective. You know, shout out to all her peoples. But, you know, this is information that she got from her conclave that give about.
No, there are some people that have wrote in about if they're, if you're dating or engaged, these are some questions, because we weren't always married. So, we were engaged for some point, and you just have to know.
Time.
So,
I had to make sure. She had to make sure. Don't look at me cross-eyed.
How
people both
you know,
operate
the whole question is that how do you know if I'm ready for marriage?
Ooh.
And so that is a big one.
How did you know?
How did I know? I think that I was, I thought I was ready, but I think that,
she thought she
was
ready.
I was married at 20.
So you were married too young?
I think that I was married very young, and I didn't know myself. And I think that's why we came and had so many issues when we were younger, because Greg was, he was 24 when we got married, and I was 20. And I think because if we did not, we didn't have the proper foundation. And I think because both of us came from very, we came from single parent homes, and we
so that has to do with our foundation.
Yeah, because we did not.
What did we see?
Let me finish. So we did not have the proper foundation in regards to how what it is to, what she sees and what I need to be as a wife and what he needs to be as a husband. Now, there were some things that was set up, and thank God that we were in the church at that particular point where we were able to see some different type of couples and the guiding us in
some good,
ways.
Some bad.
Yeah, and you get that, even outside the church. But the whole point is that I was able to now glean from different type of couples, and we were both, and we had like, they had couples,
fellowships
and stuff like that. So we was able to, and we was always the youngest.
Kinky.
We was always the youngest in the group, and
we brought all the new stuff to the table.
And we were, I don't even know where he's coming out with this stuff.
What?
I don't even know. What
you
the heck
remember? Don't act so demure now. Anyway, finish.
So we had to basically learn how to be married. And I think this was born from that, because you have to stay motivated because we came as individuals.
True.
And what happens in marriage.
And technically we still are.
Yes, we are very much so individuals.
Mm-hmm.
We have our individual goals, but then we have a together goal. And then I believe that that's why we believe that the couple motivators is about, why did you guys say to death do you part and you have this union, and then you talk about the D word all the time?
Reunited.
So the whole point is that you have a relationship with your spouse that you would like to go for forever with him.
So people ever. Just use the D word just like water these days? Divorce is just a regular.
Well, that's because that's an option. But you got to make sure that divorce is not an option in your marriage. And if divorce is not going to be an option for you, you got to make that known from the beginning.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but could it be the particular age that we're in is the reason why divorce just seems to be always a possibility on the table?
Well, no, because divorce, we were contemplating divorce at one time. So it wasn't that. I don't think it's the age. I just think that it's because there was options. Back in the day when my grandparents was going, that wasn't an option for them. You know, they were sharecroppers. They were staying together no matter what. It didn't matter.
Whatever they picked together,
they ate together, they stayed together, and that's what it was. It was what it was going to be. There was no option for divorce. They had no other options or way out. I think that sometimes. Yeah, there are some areas where you need to have a divorce. When there's abuse, there's domestic violence and stuff going on in that marriage anymore, and there is stuff going on between them that is that is not healthy.
No physical fighting.
And no, it's not healthy, and there's stuff healthy for the, even if you have children in the union and it's not healthy, I really promote divorce.
And women don't beat up your men.
Well, yeah, don't, and vice versa. So the whole point is, and it's statistically shown that men do have violence tendency more than women in the relationship. So we got to make sure that with our in a relationship that we all have the same vision. And if you don't have the same vision in your relationship, then your relationship can go off. And I think that with that, we do not converse with our people to become friends. I think we'll say this because we were friends first. We were
friends before lovers?
We were friends. And be quite frankly, I wasn't really attracted to Greg at first. And I got to know his spirit, and I got to know within him And I love the fact that he was just a lovable individual. He loved to help people. He loved that. And that's what I loved about Greg. He will give his all. He's very, very much so a giving person. And I love that about him. And that's what drew me to Greg. Wasn't so much his physical attributes, which I fell in love with him about. I think he's a handsome man. I love my baby. But the whole point is that...
See what I'm saying? You see when they sometimes say that?
Well,
see, that's code word for saying that... I hate to say it, and some of you out there, if y'all want to jump on me, you can jump on me all you want. You give us a call at 347-996-3160. See, I have a sexy body, see. And when they start saying that you just handsome and they don't focus on the other physical sexiness that you bringing up, you see, like, as I'm, see, the reason why I know where I'm going with this. See, my wife, she advertised. When she was my girlfriend, she advertised. When she saw me, sudden that leg was up, that Catholic school uniform. You know, my fellas, you know what's going on here. Catholic school uniform. She advertised. She gave me a number. I made sure the number was correct because we don't play that. We don't like to waste time. And as we did not waste time,
I don't even know why this is going here.
What? Hello, I'm helping the people. I'm helping the people now. Hold on. As, but all jokes aside, I mean that was fun. No, when I first met her, you know, she did, you know, she made sure that, you know, her some of her assets were very, very known. And at that particular time in the early 90s, it was. But see, let me finish. See,
no,
see, you
but
jumping
I
in?
Don't, because I didn't finish the story.
You didn't finish
the story? No, I didn't.
Okay.
But the whole point is that, men are visual and women are in turn. So what we do is he is going to be very attracted to me. But women think about how is he going to treat me? What is he going to do? How is he going to make me secure? How women think about security first. And I felt secure with him. That was my story. Because women look for security.
Because
men,
I was a big guy?
It wasn't. No, it was about your heart. It wasn't about your size.
So
it was
security
about,
came from my heart.
Your security came from your attributes and your characteristics. And I think that's what women tend to don't look at, because when I was, even with that age, I think that something drew me to you, because it wasn't with my own young mind, because I was 15 when I met you. It's the whole point where I think that the type of person you were, and back then, you know, my friends would laugh at me, because my husband had a goatee back then, even back then, and it was, oh, you dating your father? But it was something about his spirit that I saw that he didn't have that the young boys was having. And that is something that I really, really, really am in love with today. I don't have to worry the security that he makes me feel secure is something that keeps me here. He makes me feel like I am the center of his world. So that is why I'm with my husband. That is why I tell people that there is nothing like being in love. There is nothing like finding your soulmate.
Yeah, of course. And as now I can speak, when I met my wife, not only one of the things that her physical attributes was one of the first things that caught my eye, but then on top of that, you know, as we started to court, it was interesting that during that season, during the time of her, I would say the patriarch of her family, Mr. O.T. Graham, he was an individual who a lot of times, and it was weird because, like, we go to her family reunions, and people would say, you know, you have attributes of this man and this, that, and the third. I think that's probably one of the other reasons why that kind of attracted her to me. But I would sit there, and I would literally
Definitely.
Talk to this man, and he would have the Spanish, you know, boxing on or Spanish wrestling, good old, you know, Sabla Jugante and all that other stuff. And he'd be sitting there, he may not understand it, and I would sit there and have conversations with him. I would look him in his eye, and you know, and I guess from that standpoint, and even her grandmother and they kind of gravitated towards me. It's like, you know, this guy is kind of different. You know, I would come in the house. I knew I was respecting someone else's house, but I didn't walk in the house like I was sneaky or shady with it. And that's why even to this day with our own children, there are times where as parents or as we, you know, deal with situations that occur, I like to come from the standpoint of just being not so much shooting from the hip, but I'd rather be upfront with it. I'd rather tell you, and I know sometimes it comes back to bite me in the behind, but sometimes it's better to be honest with certain things that's going on around you and put it out there. Then we can work with it instead of people in this day and age are too many times, and that's why it leads to a lot of divorces and a lot of people dissolving their relationships, even if they don't make it to that point in marriage, is that y'all got too many things on the side that, you know, your eye is wandering, your wandering eye. If you found the good thing, and it's not about getting biblical, but once you find a good thing, you settle down with it, you chill with it. One of the things I understood even before I met my wife, and she knew I dated other girls, there's a difference of dating and courting.
Oh, that's good.
There is a difference. There's a difference of dating and courting. See, you can date many people. I can go on this date. It could be a blind date, and all of a sudden, y'all in the sack, and you're trying to figure out, how did this happen? You don't know how this happened. And next you know, that one night can end up into a mistake. Now, courting, now you're trying to get to the point, I want to know who I'm thinking about building my life with. When you're courting, and that's when it's going to go into more of her questions that she got from the conclave, but when you're courting, you're not thinking about more or less about just whatever physical stuff is going on or what you're trying to get at that particular moment. You're thinking more long-term now. Because now if you're courting, you're thinking about, yo, am I really thinking about making this young, changing her name? If you have enough, you know, cojones and enough foundation and strength within yourself to say, you know what, I have the ability to change someone else's name and to sire or to be with this person because I wish to sire and to grow and to build a family and stuff like that. That's when you start understanding that there's a bigger difference, and that's part of the motivation that comes from the couples motivated. We're going to deal with subjects at times that, you know, we can tell a dater from a quarter. See, you can tell someone who's a serial dater, why are you always serial dating? Why are you always all over the place dating? One of two things is going on. Either he hasn't found himself yet, it's just about lust. And that's not someone who settled down with. And until that person gets resigned within themselves, that they're ready to settle, and it's not settling because, like, you're leaving stuff on the table or you're not going to have the ability to keep commingling with everything that's walking around. But when you say settle, that means you've now gotten a firm foundation within yourself to say that, you know what, I'm settling because I know I'm better. I'm settling because I'm allowing myself to become more structured and say, you know what? I'm not there just to spread myself around. I'm there to build something with someone that will be more beneficial to me in the long term. So when you know, when you hear people saying, you know, I date a lot of dudes or I date a lot of girls, you gotta hear the vernacular. You have to be smart with what's going on around you. Now, if you hear someone who's serious, like, yo, I've been involved with this particular individual for some time and is getting serious, now that's someone I can start working with and we can start working with. But let me precursor that by saying the serial data will still work with you too. We'll get you to the point and get you some sense. And we're talking about male and female. Don't just think serial daters are just men, because believe you me, in this day and age, I've seen some women who will make a man just look terrible. And I'm not talking about in a negative sense. I'm just talking about she'll date so many dudes that you're just wondering, are there any mileage left? And the same thing goes for a young man. Just because you're spreading yourself around, conquests don't really mean anything after a while. Because technically, it takes more of a truer sense when you can share yourself and bond yourself to one individual instead of realizing you're trying to figure out, you know, did I spread my seed? Did I fertilize so many grounds that I can't even keep count? So those are some of the subjects and some of the aspects that we will delve into, that we will jump into. And, you know, certain things you may not necessarily like, and, you know, we're here to push those buttons, because it's not necessarily through all change there has to be pain. If there's no pain in change, that means you're not changing. If you're not giving up something, if you're not feeling uncomfortable during change, and that goes in relationships, even when my wife has six children, we are parents of six, and each one of those children, she had to go through some pain for that child to come out individually. And I know she reminds me of this ever so often, just as a reminder, even though I was there for each one, to understand that I didn't go through that physical pain, and through that physical pain, allow change to come forth, because what came forth was another child, another manifestation that was created in a womb, in a dark place, that's now coming out and manifesting itself into a more temporal and a more literal sense on this particular plane. But as my wife said, these questions that she got from the conclave, there's some very good questions, because, you know, women do, you know, structure themselves and get around, they'll have their little meetings and stuff like that. And sometimes there's certain things that men can learn from women when it comes to stuff like that, and there's going to be times within the couples of motivators where when we have seminars, you know, I'm going to pull the men to the side, she's going to pull the ladies to the side, and we're going to get, you know, we're going to do some real delving. And through that delving is going to allow certain experiences, certain thoughts, certain things that sometimes we got to check each other. We got to check ourselves. And we have to understand that, you know, if we can't check ourselves, then you don't have the right to check out.
Well, I think that's good. And just speaking on the workshops and things that we're going to be doing, if you are a couple and you have been married, whether it's newlywed or you just, especially if you're a newlywed, if you're a newlywed couple, this is a good time for you to join with us, because
we need
the first
t-shirt.
We got to get tell them about t-shirts. And the first 2 or 3 years of marriage is the most crucial time when divorce can happen, things can happen, because you're changing ever so, changing.
Newness and hell altogether.
Yes, because the thing is that it's one thing to date someone and call someone, and there's another thing to live with someone.
Oh, Jesus.
So one person can be very tidy and the next person can be very sloppy. One person can snore and the other person doesn't snore. The other person can be very much so, they like to talk all the time, and the other person is quiet. So the whole point is that you got to learn to be in the same ship and learn to co-captain.
And how to balance.
And how to do a co-captain of the ship. Because if the ship goes over, then it's because somebody or whatever did not take along, they didn't balance the ship properly, or didn't take the center of what they were supposed to do, or when it was their turn. The whole point is that when we were growing up, it was almost like that the man is the head and the woman is, you know, and that we do not prescribe to that. The whole point is that we prescribe to the point is that we are co-captains in this thing.
You better have a good co-captain.
Yeah, absolutely. And
you
that is true.
Get out of my life. Yes, you better.
Because the whole point is that when you are in our relationship, from sickness to health, sometimes your mate can be sick and you need to take the wheel. You need to take the wheel. And the whole thing is, yes, we're king and queen here. However, the whole point is that sometimes we both wear crowns, and
she likes to turn my neck all the time.
And I turn his neck where I need to be, because she said that we're the neck, and they said we're the neck, and we turn the women towards what we turn the men to what we needed to be. The whole point is that when you need to learn your strength, you need to learn that this relationship is for the long haul. Now, why get into a marriage when you're ready to bounce the next year? It's because you didn't put into any type of into it. Now, with this being said,
you mean there was no investment?
That's a very good thing.
There was no investment in the relationship. Now, think about it, and I'm specifically talking to the brothers out there. Think about it. If you are thinking about investing in, say, a car or real estate, I like real estate better, because real estate at least appreciates. A car is going to depreciate. If you're really thinking about investing in things that will appreciate, that means gain value over time. You're going to take your time and do your investigation if you're smart. You're going to do your due diligence if you're smart. If you're just one of those individuals who says, oh, they said that if I give them $1,000, it's going to turn into $10,000 in 2 weeks, and you're that person that gives up that $1,000, you're going to understand one day why you are in the position that you are in. And the same thing goes in relationships. If you're playing Russian roulette, regardless of if it's a male or a female, and we don't have to go into genitalia, but if you're just playing Russian roulette every so often just to get almost like a fix, or just to get, you know, just to prove that, you know, I was able to tap that. I was able to get him. Or he got me a bag, and I was able to do this to her. After a while, it becomes so childish that it's like, after a while, like, are you really putting yourself out there to that point where, you know, your body could be spread out? And we don't need to delve into, you know, celebrities and things of that nature, because, I mean, there's celebrities and athletes who have their seeds spread all over the place. And initially, you know, those couple of minutes of fun was so great. You know, I got this model chick. And next thing you know, you're wondering why the next 18 to 21 years of your life, you're trying to curse the ground that she walked on or he walked on.
But that's what I was said about the age. It's when you trying to, I think.
No, but it goes back. No, but I'm going back to the fact of investment.
Yeah, and when investing in yourself.
No, but that investment starts with understanding, and it goes. I'm gonna bring it all to the head. If you're gonna invest in that house, you're gonna check all over the place. You're gonna get the inspection done. You're gonna make sure that you have the right. If you need a down payment, you're gonna make sure you save the right, you know, down payment. Now think about it like this, and then you're gonna eventually want to get to the point that you close. See, it's the same thing in that relationship. If you're really courting during that time of courting, she should be inspecting him. He should be inspecting her. Make sure, and even sometimes you got to check family members, because that dynamic will come into the relationship as well.
Definitely.
And then when you start looking at it, and during the season of doing your due diligence with each other, as you continue to grow, and we're investing this time, because time is something you'll never get back. You can lose money, you can lose material things, you can get those things back. Time, and we've dealt with couples in the past, and we've dealt with individuals who we've counseled. And that's the worst, that's the one thing that we tell people, don't waste my time.
Yeah.
Don't even waste our time. When we talk about the couple motivators and stuff like that, that's why we allowed ourselves to even reassess ourselves and go back to the drawing board, because a lot of people remember us from the couples TV show and things that we was doing, you know, almost a year to 18 months ago. And we put that stuff on pause. Why? Because, number one, we wanted to make sure it wasn't that we didn't have the information or the things to share. But we wanted a stronger foundation. So when we came back and we're here to express what's within us and what we've learned and the dialogue that we can create, we wanted to make sure that it was much more structured.
Let's just be truthful. We were going through it. Just put it out there. I mean, we were contemplating not being together anymore.
Yeah, I had to put it in her place. She had to put, it's trying to put me in mine. But anyway, we're here now.
Gregory?
We are here now.
We had now. That's serious. Be serious, because this.
No,
is
no, no. But
for real, there
time,
was some time.
There was their time.
Season that we had to really go.
And
to
we had to re.
Counseling.
And we had to reassess, and everyone, and that's good. See, and think about even what Cheryl is saying right now. We decided to go through counseling, not just because we thought that the D word was on a table, which it actually wasn't, but we realized that, wait a minute, the time that we've invested in each other. If we're not going to sit here and get some help and not try to act like, oh, we just know everything under the sun, as, you know, as stuff is falling all over the place, this is all good. But if we're not going to respect the time that we invested, ain't worrying about the money or worrying about, you know, what fees and stuff like that or materialistic
guys. We
had to invest in ourselves. And through that, there were certain things that we saw on both sides. And through that, it allows us to grow. Because now you're not sitting there just saying that, oh, it's all his fault. Or you're sitting there saying, oh, it's her, all her fault. When you become one, and even though you're still individuals, when that merger happens, and it goes back to the scenario as I was talking about in reference to closing on that house, you've done your due diligence, your court and season, you checked all the pipes, you did all the stuff, you had the inspection, you make sure she's clean, you make sure he's clean, everything is on that. Now we're ready to get to closing. You know what that closing is, right? That ceremony, regardless of you feel you need a $100,000 expression, or if you can do like what we did initially and went to the courthouse. And then we decided later on that we would invest in the a proper way to express our love at a later time, because there were certain other things that we were focused on and that we were allowing ourselves to be focused on at the time. And either way, it's still up to you. There's no bad scenario. Everyone's walk is their walk. But one of the things that you're going to learn from dealing with us here at the Couples Motivators, we're going to help you enhance your walk. We're going to help you at times, you know, see that, you know, as she's pulled my car at times, that I was wrong. I was wrong in certain situations. There are times I had to pull her car. And as much as before, there would have been a time that I'm stubborn, and I'll be the first to put up my hand in a minute, and my wife, I married myself. I married my doppelganger. And then there were times that she would be, you know, okay, I'm going to reaffirm. When you have two alphas dealing with each other, after a while, you sometimes need that mediation to come through the middle to be like, you know what? It's not about proving who has the bigger roar, who has the bigger bark, or who has the bigger bite. It's about stop worrying about those things and just realize, wait a minute, if you created this then work it out. And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. When you are a part of a bigger thing, the marriage is a portion of the thing that needs to be put in work. And if you do not have the tools to do that, you will end up hurting your spouse, ridiculing them, and doing all kind of things that you wouldn't normally do in a situation where you find yourself not loving that person anymore because they just didn't fold the clothes like you like, or whatever the case may be. It could be very something. If they're not physically abusing you, emotionally abusing you, then I believe that it can be fixed. And if you feel
you mean
like
people are getting divorced because, you know,
it feels like
not folding the clothes properly?
I mean, there's things that's happening in a relationship because, and it's just not about folding the clothes. It's a bigger thing. It's because because we were arguing about these things because we were not whole and we were not fixed. And we come into these relationships not being whole and not a complete person, not knowing who we are. And when we don't go into it, we go into a relationship broken, we bring our broken pieces with us and our baggage with us and our and this trash bags with us, and we dump them on the other person. The other person is supposed to either clean it up or fix us or put us back together. And that was what we were thinking that we were supposed to do when we were younger. Because I had issues and he had issues and we come together and then he's supposed to fix me and she's supposed to fix me. And it was just a mess.
And it's not about fixing plates.
And it's just not. And the thing was, we had to grow and build a foundation of a strong foundation. And I think that's because we were friends first, that's what we were able to get back to. He's my buddy. And I feel,
my buddy.
Yeah, remember that? My buddy and me. So the whole point is that we have to make sure that we had to go back to that. And how we did say, like Greg said, is the mediator. And that's where we come in at. We're your motivator to keep you on track. If you're in a business, I believe that married people should have some type of business together. Because why are you there? What is the legacy that you're leaving for your family? What is that legacy? I believe that we're supposed to be entrepreneurs. We need to rise up in this season as couples and have an entrepreneur business together. Whatever that business, whether it's a hair salon, truck business, childcare that we're in, if it's something about you like to exercise and you guys do it together, whatever it is.
I don't think that job is going to hold you.
Yes, because there's no job security out there. So the whole point is that you have to learn your strengths in that season and in that other person. What is that person can do? Build the other person. We know that we're here. Our purpose is to motivate. Our purpose is nothing more but to motivate others to do it. Because, you know, I'm an individual, and so is Gregory. However, but together, we are dynamic.
Ooh.
We are fabulous. We are fierce. Because you know what? In the background, whispering in his ear, you could do it. You could do it, babe. You could do it. You could do it. And he's whispering in my ear, yes, you can do it. You could do it. You're going to pass. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. He's in my ear. That's what we're there for. That's what we want you to connect with us. You need to try, go on and email us about getting your T-shirt. Because we are going to be a community that goes to different parts of the states, different parts of the states. We're going to be visiting your states coming next year. We're going to be having the big dream tour because we all have dreams. We are dreaming big this year. Put your dreams on paper. You need to start putting your dreams on paper. Greg and I, in the beginning of the year, put our dreams on paper. I remember we did it last year, and we lost it away. And now we've seen the fruition of it because we did that work. What are you doing? What are you doing to do it? It's time to stop talking about it. It's time to stop doing it. We are the motivators. We're here to motivate you. This is what we do. This is how we live. This is how we're going to get you to the next level. Aren't you tired of just being in that same one-bedroom apartment? If that is what your only dream is, or what, it's another thing to be a one-bedroom apartment in the penthouse. If that's your dream, then whatever it is, put it down. Start writing it down. It is time for you to start doing that. And it's time if you are a married couple and if you're an engaged couple, especially if you're an engaged couple, I suggest that you guys do this. You guys need to do this. If you haven't had any premarital counseling, you guys need to do that as well. You can hook up with us at our Facebook page, like Greg said, the More Couple Motivators. Facebook us. You can email us as well. You can contact us through that. Do all these search engines. Our website will be up by the end of the month, and we are really, really, really. You can subscribe to us and be part of the membership, and you can be there with us, and you can possibly go on tour and speak as well. If you have something to say, if you would like to join our team, if you would like to do that and be a part of the executive board, we are fine.
You will be vetted.
That. Yes.
You will be vetted.
There are some things that we are going.
You will
are,
be vetted.
Just
be known. You will be vetted.
Yes, we are. But I'm just telling you what's in the pipeline of what we're just excited. So the whole point is that if you think that you have what it takes, if you feel like you are a motivator, if you feel like you need to take your marriage to the next level, if you feel that you just want to sit back and get some nuggets, this is here for you too. If you feel like you want to be in a speaker's point.
Like you said, Nookie.
That's just on your mind.
No,
but the whole
point is... That's what it sounds like. Fellas, you out there, you understand. We're there, nothing.
No. If you just want to be a part, hit us up on our engines, whichever one.
Well, definitely facebook.com/ The Couple Motivators. If you want to start to reach out to us, if you feel, as Cheryl just stated, if you're a couple who needs counseling and wants to deal with us from the perspective... Excuse me, in relation to, you know, us coming in and dealing with you, you know, you can email us at thecouplemotivators@gmail.com. You know, we can give you our availability and, you know, we'll share our rates and, you know, things of that nature. And if it's something that you feel, you know, as my wife is a marriage and family therapist, I'm a life coach, a former minister, head football coach from my beloved Bronx Giants.
But, you know, that comes in a lot. Because coaches alone are just motivators to get their team to the next level. And
children.
Yeah, and I think that if you hone in on your purpose early, then you have and tell your children that there's no impossibility for them that they can't do it. Why not you? Why not? Why can't you do these things? I remember our daughter came to us and she said, "Mom, you know, I'm having issues with reading." And it's not that you can't read. You're not applying yourself.
And it was our confidence level.
Yes.
And confidence.
Yes, absolutely. And I remember my husband taking her and he said, "Cheryl, it's not that she can't read. It's her confidence." And what happened is that my husband used to take her, like, every day after school. And what he would do is, like, practice her reading with her and practice her reading with her and practice and practice and practice. And she became more so like to ask questions in class now. This is what you got to do. This is
that's
how you got to do.
English is one of her better subjects.
Better subjects now. It's because our brain is a muscle, and if we don't use it, we lose it. So we have to make sure that we keep expanding our muscle of our brain. Why not? And you have to know for yourself that you are able to do this. You are. You can do it. If you're a single person out there, if you're like we have our son and that's in college now, and I check in on him every day to make sure that he's doing what he's supposed to do. He got all his credits. Yay! High five.
Yes, he's out the house.
Black.
No, because I'm focused on him out the house.
Well, he's gonna eat us out the house at home.
He's out the house.
But you know what? He's doing his thing. He's really, really, and we're really proud of him. And he's doing his thing. He has a biology major, and he's doing his thing. And we're proud of him. The ones in high school, you know, you just have to set a bar for the family. What is the legacy that you're leaving, and what is it that you want to say? What is it that your message? You got to make your message clear. If you're not clear on your message, how's anybody else going to be clear on it?
That's very true. Now, for the last couple of minutes of this show, remember, the Inner Discovery with Greg and Cheryl is going to be on every Monday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That means if you're on the left coast at 6 p.m. your time, if you're somewhere in the middle of the country but a little west of us, that means that's about 8 p.m. your time. And if you out there in the Rocky Mountains, that means we know that you're 7 p.m. Your local time. And we want you to take the time to listen to us. You can follow us here on the Bridal Tribe Network, here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, as we stated earlier, we've shared with you the email. We've shared with you the Facebook request. We haven't decided. We might do Twitter, but we'll worry about tweeting and all that other stuff maybe in the subsequent weeks. Once we have our website out, then we'll worry about Twitter. But right now, your best way to engage with us, if you want to engage with us on a level where you can see our perspectives, you can see our posts, our daily motivations, our daily thoughts, definitely go to our Facebook page, The Couple Motivators, and you're going to see our beautiful trademark logo. As soon as you see that, you know you're at the right place, and you see us looking each other in the eye with her gazing into the loveliness and just the chocolate of myself. So when you see that on Facebook, you know, hit the like button, subscribe, join up, be a part of the conversation. Because like I said, we deal with from 8 to 80, dumb and crazy. But if you're dumb and crazy, we're going to help you get sane. So without further ado, you know, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to make sure we're going to keep it real with you. We got to keep it real with you.
Oh,
but just take the opportunity to always love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you can't love someone else. And there were times that even as my wife would say, where we have these last minute or so left, that, you know, we would get into conflict. And I realized something. In order for me to give my all to my wife, I better be willing to give my all to myself. Because if I'm willing to give my all to myself, then I want that same level, that same structure for my partner. It makes no sense if I'm looking good and she's not looking good. If I want a certain particular lifestyle and I'm not going to make sure that she has that particular lifestyle. And that's why we're going to especially deal with those serial daters, and we're going to help you go from serial dating to that level where you're saying that it's time for you to hit the court and move towards closing that deal. Cheryl, do you have anything to add in this last minute or so?
Yeah, some people that believe that why buy the cow when they can get it for free?
No.
So that's the whole point. I just want to let you know, join us, like Greg said. We're looking for you a couple. If you're thinking about being married, if you want to come on board, you want to join us, you want to find out a little bit more about us, we're here for you. So you can reach us at thecouplesmotivators@gmail.com. Email us. We'll get back to you within 24 hours. Also, like Greg said, Facebook. And also, we're going to be there for you with different motivation things every single day. So look forward for that. We are so excited about what's coming in the pipeline. Connect with our community. It's going to be a community. So we'll be a community. If you are there and you are willing to be with us, do not hesitate. Click the button, join. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
Until next time, we have this time together. We'll see you next Monday here for the Couples Motivators. Peace.
God bless you.
Should we take pictures?